We understand that kind of stuff. This is right at the beginning. You remember, we're seeing the argument between these two, right? Rumi went on with the argument up to the point that, what? Why do you sleep on my glasses? Rumi drive the argument to a point to let you know that this could go forever, and he brought it to a stop point. What was that point? Yes?
As the man said, stop or I'll leave.
Yes. Divorce. Separation. Real separation. This is something that the logic cannot handle. Because if I separate with the logic, what would be the logic? I am here. But the logic will disappear. I'm with the animal, okay. But I'm here. Logic cannot. So logic should understand it. This is what makes it secondary. And he started to play secondary. He said, oh, I did it all for you. Everything is for you. Do whatever you want. Not the separation. Right? This was the point. So, apparently it looks like the man has the upper hand, right? Could say, I divorce you. Suddenly, he will bring one paragraph. Listen to this carefully. First he said, oh, if this one has the upper hand, it's pity. The other one, oh, this is a stupidity. None is correct. None of them should dominate the other one. Both are not two different parts of me. Both are part of me, like two faces of a coin. They could not be separated. They belong to each other, but they oppose each other. So be it. That's a part of the fun. Yeah, that's the fun of life. Let them fight. And you laugh. Let me tell you a very serious story which has the root in your dreams, in your wishes. A unified, quiet universe. This is what you dream about. It exists somewhere, and it's a very, very boring place because nothing happens. No position, no fight, no argument, no movement, nothing. And no joy. That's what it is. Life, if you look at it logically, if you don't want to escape the reality, you look at it in face, life is a challenge. It's a very joyful challenge. That's what life is. In any case, not only in us, everywhere, life is a joyful challenge, and we have the capacity to enjoy it even more because we could bend the rules, we could do something about it. Therefore, remember, it's not about which one is better. You cannot say my heart is better than my brain. Literally, one doesn't worry, the other one is good for donation. Period. They're both two pieces of me. And the other ones, remember, when we talk about the heart, it has no physical existence. That one we are talking about. And that's a part of me. The problem is, they don't work together. They have to learn to work together. Each one is busy with its own identity. And you want to take a side to prove one of them better. And you cheat. Because deep down in your mind, you believe that your logic is better. But because I'm sitting here, or people like me, you don't dare to say, no, brain is better than heart. You just say it. Why? Because the heart is not there. You could claim whatever you want about it, right? Your brain could be tested. Here, IQ test will show that your brain is not that much good. What about your heart? You think, right? Remember, each one of them is here for something, right? And is that it? If that was it, I was a scientist from 16th or 15th century. A scientist, knowledgeable man in those centuries will tell you there are two parts, right? Each part should do its own work properly. And that guy to me is silly. It's not scientist. He hasn't seen the best part of it. If we have two components, the most important thing is not the work that this one does or this one. The work that they could do together is something totally different. There is a quality in an assembly which doesn't belong in to any particle in that assembly, any part. So there is something in combination of these two. Not only each one should be busy with its own work, each one should play the correct work in this teamwork, in the combination, because me, I'm the combination. I'm the totality. I'm neither of them. They are mine. Think about them like that. So they shouldn't have the upper hand. They both should try to play my hand. Yes?
Love and tenderness are human qualities. Anger and lust are animal qualities.
And they're both in you. Which one do you want to eliminate? Your anger? Your lust? You want to eliminate it? Has anybody ever done it? There has been so many claims in these monasteries and mosques and things, but nobody really did it, because nobody could. And nobody should. Is it a mistake, something in me? If I let it dominate the other parts, yes. But if it is in check, check and balance, everything is okay. I don't need to reduce my animal life. I don't need to reduce my animal to have the breath. I have them both. I am both. Over here, in each of us. So look at it that way. Yes, we have two parts. But if this one has the upper hand, oh, the heart will be injured. The other one, oh my goodness, that's stupidity. Remember, we have both sides. We have the tenderness, we have love, we have lust, and we have anger. We have to have them all. All of them. Because they have to work together. You cannot have tenderness and love without really disliking, or I could say hating, the injustice. You have to have that feeling in its own place. Everything is good for something, and I am this totality with this complicated chemical machine with me. Both are here. And?
She is a ray of God. She is not that beloved. She is creative. You might say she is not created.
What is this she, and where did she come from, and what is that relevant to the paragraph? Look at the paragraph carefully. We have only 5 verses, right? So it's a short paragraph. This short paragraph is to explain something, right? To make something clear. What is that something? Here's something with this, that. Okay, this one beats the other one. The other one, business one.